Hey everybody, Tim Mann, DPT, Doctor of Physical Therapy, coming at you once again this week with the Hybrid Fitness Podcast, coming in on a Tuesday, so a day late, but here we are, and let's press on. Without further ado, let's get into today's topic, that is the dreaded pinched nerve. I've been working with a lot of patients this week, and in general, who come in and say, I think I have a pinched nerve. It's a very common thing to hear from a doctor, from someone looking at you, from a friend, and I've had a lot of people self-diagnose with that. Again, we're talking to Dr. Google, sometimes right, sometimes not the best thing to be looking at. What I will say is there's some very characteristic things of a pinched nerve, but first let's get a little deeper into what that means. First of all, it can be a physical compression, pressing, pushing on a nerve. Something that can be a space between two bones, that can be a tight muscle, it can just be soft tissue, it can be a position we hold ourselves in too long that compress and irritate a nerve. A lot of nerves in the body, and generally speaking, the nerves in your upper extremities or your arms, your shoulders, elbows, hands are going to originate from your cervical spine or your neck, and a lot of times people get a little confused about that. Neck pain, numb feet, more than likely not directly correlated, not always the case. Along that line, the nerves in your lower extremities, your legs, that is your knees, your ankles, your feet, your toes, they are going to originate from your lumbar spine or your lower back. Obviously, the nerves in your neck and the nerves in your lower back both come out of your spinal cord. So there is a little bit of play in the system there. Sometimes tightness in the entire nervous system can lead you to feel something in one place that's originating from another place, but that kind of gets me down to where I'm going with this, is that it's very complex. I don't think I have ever seen a patient successfully get better themselves from a nerve compression or a nerve irritation, other than with the passage of time. It's a lot of musculoskeletal issues people can manage, Google things to do, look up exercises, and they have an okay success rate sometimes. There is a lot of good information out there. There's also a lot of misinformation in there. Something as irritable and sensitive as a nerve, kind of a different ball game. Now, whether or not you have a pinched nerve, some hallmarks of that. It is going to start probably near one of those regions, the neck or the low back. You may feel it not directly there, more in the shoulder or the hip. Typically speaking, it will run down the arm or the leg towards your hand or your foot. The sensation of a nerve pain is going to be electric. It's going to be a burning pain that shoots or lancinates, in technical terms, and it will usually be accompanied by numbness and tingling. Now, there are other things in the body that will send pain down your arms and your legs. There's something we call a somatic referral. There are certain areas in the body. A prime example is, I hate this example because it scares people, but a heart attack. Most people know that one of the signs of a heart attack is arm pain. Now, even though there's nothing going on in your arm, that's where we feel the pain. It's a referred pain. Something in your body can send pain somewhere else. There are places all over the body that can do this. The spine is definitely one of them. A joint in the spine can send a pain down your arm and your leg that may have really nothing to do with compression of a nerve. It's a different type of feeling. It's usually more of a toothache type feeling. Usually not numbness and tingling, and it behaves a little differently. These things can be a little hard to sort out on your own. Again, this is one of those conditions where I encourage people to get checked out. Again, I'm biased to PT, but get checked out by a neuromusculoskeletal provider. Go see your doctor, get a referral to PT. Get looked at. It may not be something where you have to do a ton of therapy, but you really do want to have a set of expert eyes on you and know what it is you're dealing with so that we don't make it worse. There's a distinct number of tests that we use to rule nerve compression syndromes in and out. Now, setting aside all the things that can give you pain that moves from one part of your body to another, let's assume it is a pinched nerve or a compressed nerve. The longer that goes on, typically speaking, the worse symptoms get if it's something that is going to get more irritable. A lot of times people are going to do less, move less, be less active. This kind of goes back to last week's episode, which was just keep moving. Bearing in mind, if your moving is making you worse and you can't find a way to modify it, just get checked out. The idea being, there are a lot of places along the path of that nerve. The example, any of the nerves in the arm are going to start from the neck, go all the way to the tips of your fingers. Several places along the way, the ribs, the neck, both the spine and the muscles, the shoulder, the elbow, any tightness or kind of a tight corner that nerve can take along the way can give you symptoms. It's pretty hard to figure out sometimes what started where, and it can take a little bit of problem solving. So just taking that nerve and pulling on it from one end to the other might make things worse. It's pretty hard to say, sitting on the couch, it's coming from your neck, it's coming from your shoulder. I have had people message me about this on Instagram, and I am definitely open to questions from people. However, I will be straight up about it. I will not diagnose over Instagram. I can't tell what's up, what's going on with your neck, your shoulder, your arm, anything like that from a couple sentences on an instant message. We're starting to bring along telehealth for hybrid fitness pretty soon here. I'll be posting more about that soon. I'd be more than happy to evaluate that way. Obviously, local providers will be able to take care of you. But I'm rambling today. It's been a long day. It was a good workout. Anyways, coming back to our pinched nerve. If you have numbness, tingling, burning pain, electric pain, pain that suddenly shoots all the way down from your neck to your hand or your hip, buttock to your foot, that's a little more suspect. If that nerve gets worse, you may start to notice weakness in the muscles that are innervated by that nerve, or the muscles that take the signal from your brain to that muscle, at which case you are going to start to have a much bigger problem. Let's not let things get to that point. We want to make sure that we keep our nerves as happy as we can. This is something I explain to all of my patients with nerve-type problems. Nerves are divas. They are the divas of the human body. They like everything a certain way. We need to keep them happy. If they are not happy, they will throw a fit and you will know about it. They will make sure you are just as unhappy as they are. On top of that, nerves have long memories. If a nerve gets stretched, bruised, compressed, if you have an inflammation response to an injury and a nerve is in a bad chemical environment, if there's a lot of crud or waste product or inflammation from an injury that's pissing off that nerve, you can get the exact same symptoms that you would if it got smushed between two bones. In that case, even if whatever aggravated your nerve is long gone, it can stay angry, and there are certain steps to be taken to keep it happy. Obviously, I want to give people some advice to work with. So, honestly, biggest things for general nerve health. Simple stuff, but stuff we all neglect. Rest, water, BO, that blood flow and oxygen, and that's low-level aerobic activity, as simple as walking, getting your body out and moving. Things that will help any part of the body heal are especially important to nerves. Nerves like gentle movement. If you're not sure how to move your nerve, go see a PT. I realize that was a lot of talking and not a lot of answers, but I have a particular bias on these nerve injuries. And that is that they're very difficult to fix on your own. And I'd really do suggest you at least go get checked out by a provider before trying to tackle this on your own. You only get one set of nerves, and if you make them angry, they're going to stay that way for a long, long time. Trust me, this is a problem that's better dealt with in the early stages. Get it better, get it done, and not have to deal with it. As always, questions, comments, go ahead, contact me on Instagram, Hybrid Fitness PT. Come check me out, ask questions. I got lots of topics to talk about, but I'm always looking for more. I'm still looking to do a show every week, and I'll see y'all next week. Have a good one.